This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. This being the final day of the deer firearm season, we hope that you're headed out there. It's going to be a really, really out-of-character day for deer hunting. It's going to be almost 70 degrees in parts of Maryland, and it's just going to require you to be patient. The deer are going to be moving probably later this evening, either real early this morning, coming back from feeding, because they've been out all night. Trust me, they've been out all night. And you might catch one going back to his bedding area or something like that this morning. We have seen bucks pushing does this week, so the rut is still in. Whether you want to call it the second rut, you can call it that. That is still going on, so you might want to consider adding a little scent to your repertoire, a little doe and estrus scent, if you like. So that's still happening, and that can entice a buck out in the middle of the day, and we've seen him in the middle of the day. So there's no need to, you know, just hunt a couple hours this morning and then go in for, you know, till 4 o'clock. You don't want to do that. The deer that I've seen moving have been 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you might want to consider that. Evening time is going to be again, as you know, as they normally do. They tend to get up and start moving around in the evening. So just kind of watch it all day long today on these warm days. You don't want to overdress, you know, but you don't want to underdress either. It's a little colder out there in the stand when you're sitting all day than it is, you know, when you're in and out of your vehicle or something like that. So just, or, you know, going shopping or whatever. So just be careful with the clothing, and watch for those deer to be moving all day long today. If you'd like to give us a call here on your way to the deer stand, we'd love to hear from you. We're still giving away that beautiful CVA muzzleloader, CVA from CVA.com, if you'd like to check it out. We know that they're working with us as best they can, and we support CVA. I shoot CVA, and I hope that you do too. You can go again to CVA.com to see the fine supply of all the muzzleloaders. If you don't win one this year, maybe you can pick one up for the upcoming muzzleloader season, which starts next Saturday. So we are welcoming a new sponsor today. As a matter of fact, two of them. The first one is the Great American Outdoor Show, and that's the what's known as the Harrisburg Sports Show in common parlance. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, February 6th through the 14th. Now, tickets are on sale at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs and archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. There's jam-packed schedule, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Once more, we invite you to visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and tickets. We're also joined today by a longtime sponsor coming back to see us, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Kent Island, right there in Chester, Maryland, Route 50 East, Exit 39B. What the folks want us to tell you about is the Mossberg Blowout Sale. And, of course, in addition to that, there's a clothing sale going on as well, up to 40% off on selected styles of clothing. But Mossberg firearms are all on sale at fantastic prices. fantastic prices. There's a number of youth firearms there for, you know, for waterfowl and upland hunting. There's some ladies stuff. There's the camo stuff for waterfowl and deer hunting. You can check it all out. All the Mossberg firearms are on sale this weekend, and that's at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, not only that, some of the clothing is on sale, too, like I said, up to 40% off. And what a great place to check out all the firearms, the Escort, the Chiappa, the CVA, the Mossberg, the Remington, the widest selection of goose and duck calls you'll ever find, and, of course, all the archery accessories. They carry Matthews and Mission and Hoyt and Carbon Express and 10 Point and Barnett and Excalibur and Parker, all those bow lines. So check it out just in time for the holiday season, just in time for that great Christmas gift for your outdoorsman. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Our commercial load is heavy today. That's why we did those two right there. And of course, you're just joining us. You're in your truck, your vehicle. You're headed to the hunting grounds. I thought you ought to know about the Great American Outdoor Show and the sale at Chesapeake Outdoors. So stay tuned. Lots more to come. Big meeting this week. Big meeting on Wednesday that was convened by the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service. It had to do with Sunday hunting. They brought all the people that are interested in Sunday hunting to the table that would share in a decision-making process to attempt to clear up the, as the wildlife director calls it, origami of Sunday hunting laws in Maryland and Sunday hunting regulations. It is quite a mishmash of different counties have different days, and some counties have 13 Sundays, and some have two, and some have... Yeah, a bunch and a little and none. Baltimore, Howard, and Prince George's are the only counties that do not have Sunday hunting days. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition was at the table. There's draft legislation language that was submitted to all the participants, and those participants included the Maryland Association for Wildlife Conservation, that's MAWC, M-A-W-C, primarily a fox chasing group is what they are. Number two is the Maryland Horse Council. They were at the table. The Maryland Farm Bureau was at the table, and the Maryland Hunting Coalition was at the table. Had the Maryland Hunting Coalition not been there, folks, you would have looked for a push, for the repeal of all the current Sunday hunting legislation. Trust me on that one. That's our gut. That's what we think would have happened. And that would have meant that hunters would have lost all across the state. So that's why we were there. We helped craft language that protects all the laws that are on the books right now. And we look to enhance the future of Sunday hunting here in Maryland. We'll see what happens. It's like I said, the stakeholders that I just named were at that table, and the language was crafted. It's been submitted to all the participants for our comments by next Wednesday, and let's see if it moves forward. Everybody has to go back to their folks and see what it's all about. So here we are. There we are. So, interesting week in the woods. Went hunting 3 days this week, mostly in the afternoons. Hunted Tuesday, and what happened? I didn't see many deer close by. I saw five deer way out across the field, a couple hundred yards away, way out of range for the shotgun. Did manage to take one antlerless deer that showed up that... had the misfortune of stopping at about 60 yards. Went to the meeting Wednesday. Went Thursday with Laura. Laura elected to take the bow. We saw a real nice buck pushing does, too far, of course. I carried the shotgun, and I said, look, here's the deal. I'm going to wait. I won't shoot one today. If you get one close enough to shoot with the bow, then I might consider taking another antlerless deer. If not, let's say a buck comes by and you want to take it, here's the shotgun. You're more than welcome to do that. And if you shoot one and we both get one, more the better. If not, Well, then I'm not shooting one unless you get a shot at one. So rather than mess up her opportunity, I just deferred to her to shoot the bow. We saw a number of deer, some of them close enough to shoot. One little button buck came in, was very entertaining. Laura didn't shoot him, and that was good. So we saw a fair number of deer. We saw a spike. Hey, oh, it was cool to watch the spike. Watch the spike. I said, Laura had one of these can calls, you know, a doe bleat. So we watched this spike for probably 40 minutes, and he disappeared on us. And I said, Laura, hit your doe bleat. She hit the doe bleat, and that guy popped out of the cover like, you know, somebody kicked him in the butt. It was pretty funny to watch. He came out and he looked around and he was looking for the doe, and he smelled the doe and estrus scent that I had out, and he came walking towards us a little bit and kept sniffing, head in the air. He got off, he got on his hind feet and, reached up and grabbed a licking branch and put his scent on a licking branch on 2 feet and worked to scrape a little bit. And then just turned around and walked away. And he was safe. He had little like 4-inch spikes, and he was safe. We had a doe and that button buck come our way. Laura said, "Why don't you shoot the doe?" And I said, "Well, let's see what happens." And she caught me moving the shooting rail. Yeah, Laura had the rail up for the bow shot, and I pulled the shooting rail down and I said, "Nah, let's just wait to see what happens." I put it back up. When I put it back up, she bolted. So, you know, that's deer hunting. Then I went out last evening, and saw two deer busted me. They came in behind me and got too close, and I kind of turned around in the tree to take a look at them, and they caught me, and off they went. And then another one did come in, and I took another antlerless deer. So that was my week, busy week. A lot of Facebook stuff on the Hunting Coalition Facebook page, and just interacting with hunters all across the state. So there we go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number, and we'd love to hear from you here. Get in on the contest to win the CVA muzzleloader. All you have to do is call. Give your name and number to our producer, Brian Farlow, and then go on the air with me. So we're going to take a break, and while we're breaking, you can call. I want to tell you, waterfowl season's coming back in, and there's 3 guns I want to recommend. Actually, 4. 4 firearms from Browning that I'd like you to take a look at when you're shopping. First of all, and least expensive, is the BPS pump shotgun from Browning. It comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. And if you're still into deer hunting, there's even a 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer models available too. This BPS pump features something different: bottom ejection. It comes with that DuraTouch armor coating and Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo, and the 3 choke tubes come with it. That's the BPS pump. Then there's, if you really want some heavy duty action, there's the Gold Light 10 gauge. A proven standard for auto-loading performance. Gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber. It comes with that DuraTouch armor coating and Mossy Oak camo. Again, 3 choke tubes come with that. The Maxis. This one right here is an auto-loader shotgun built for waterfowl. Waterfowl hunting perfection, 3-inch or 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil, also available in camo. You can check all those out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. And I mentioned the 4 shotgun, again, the A5, the most reliable, fastest shooting and softest shooting, best performing, recoil-operated auto-loader on the planet. Ask Billy about that at Clyde Sports Shop. Bill Blamberg, one of the owners. That's the gun he shoots. Has a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee, available in camo or black synthetic models, the A5. All at Browning, all at Clyde's. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Hey, you bagged your deer. Congratulations. Now what? Well, if you live in central Maryland and are searching for a deer processor, your hunt is over. M&G Wild Game Processing in Westminster can skin and cut your deer just the way you like it. And all your venison cuts are vacuum sealed. They skin and cape your deer for mounting if you need it, with taxidermy services provided by Pools Taxidermy. Now, M&G Wild Game Processing can make your venison into tasty bologna in five flavors. Deer hot dogs, snack sticks, and deer burger patties. Try the new Applewood smoked deer bacon, smoked deer hams, whole or chipped, deer jerky, pastrami, kielbasa, and much more. M&G Wild Game Processing offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off, and they're open 7 days a week for pickup. M&G is located behind Bullock's Restaurant on Route 32 near Route 97. That's 2020 Sykesville Road in Westminster. The website is mgprocessing.com and the phone number 443-375-7138. Call 443-375-7138 for M&G Wild Game Processing. Yum, yum. Hey, NBS Seafood, talk about yum yum. Pocomoke Sound oysters are now available this weekend in the shell or by the pint at NBS Seafood. That's 1223 Dorsey Road, excuse me, in Glen Burnie. And NBS Seafood has plenty of their own delicious frozen soft crabs to enjoy this fall, and they are delicious. NBS is your Louisiana connection, too, with live crabs from Louisiana, live crayfish, gator tail nuggets, and gator sausage. Now, NBS Seafood carries fresh fish, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, and a variety of other seafood items. And they have the spice to make your seafood taste great. Did you know NBS also has pasture-raised, antibiotic-free dressed chickens? You stop by and see NBS Seafood or call 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood is open weekends through December and open special hours during Christmas week, which haven't been established. So you might want to give them a call, 410-271-3202. They're open today from noon to 6. They accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. Any questions again, call 410-271-3202 for NBS. That's no bull stuff, seafood. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you can win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello.
Little 100th birthday wishes to Frank Sinatra, wherever he might be. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good.
I'm just getting ready to go out for the last day of gun season.
Yeah, take your gun for a walk today, huh?
Yeah, probably that's all I'll do, too, with luck I've had this year.
No, you've you've gotten a couple of does, but I know.
Yeah.
You've got a nice couple of bucks up there that you showed me on your trail camera. You need to
I haven't seen for months.
I know. Isn't that something? They do disappear. So, do you use any scent, Chuck?
Not really. I this year I tried to use some Antharite.
Right.
I've
been reluctant to use this Evercalm stuff. It looks like a roll up deodorant.
Right.
I've been reluctant to use it, but I've been experimenting with it this year, and I do think really it helps. I really do. We've had deer stay in longer and hang out longer. I don't know that it's actually an attractant, but I know it keeps them calm.
Well, I mean, during bow season, I was seeing a lot of little ones coming in near my blind where, you know, and they stayed.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, that's for the corn.
The corn and the apples, then, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's for the corn in the early season. And, you know, they don't always hit the corn. You know, they don't always clean it up. There's certain times of the year they're eating other things. So, you know, we discussed that a couple weeks ago with Brian Eiler. So,
and we're seeing a flock of 24 or more turkeys going around the property.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. I got them on my trail cam.
Yes, I saw that too. So, well, I don't want to hold you up.
Yep. Just want to check in with you.
All right, brother. I see you're watching us on Facebook.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. Richard in Westminster. Good morning. How are you, Richard?
Good, Alan. How are you this morning?
Good.
Just like you say, taking my gun for a walk. I'm also taking my camera for a walk this morning.
Good for you.
Got my 35mm. I took a nice doe yesterday.
Good.
Probably one of the biggest does I've ever actually taken. And I've spoke with you before. I actually use my muzzleloader. I'm in Frederick County, but I am using my. I just love shooting my TVA muzzleloader.
Yeah.
And it was a far shot for me. It was about a 90-yard shot.
Yeah.
It was three of them all together. I think it was a doe and two young ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the smoke and whatnot.
Who knows what happened, huh?
Oh, my God. By the time the smoke cleared, you know, you're watching. I could see two deer running through the thicket and
right.
Going different directions, and I don't know which one's which. So I'm thinking, man, just find me blood. I'm just trying to find blood, you know, and I ended up finding that deer just by sheer luck, to be honest with you.
That happens, yeah.
I didn't put a great hit on her. I hit her in the front shoulder a little bit.
Yeah.
Blood was scant, and I ended up, you know, just looking for a deer, and darn if I didn't find her. But what a good feeling when you see that deer laying there, you know. Especially when you're getting a little pessimistic over the lack of blood.
Well, yeah, that happens. Yeah, that happens. I I can tell you stories about trying to cold trail deer, and it just, you gotta look for every clue. You gotta look for every clue, and that's what I'm trying to teach Jacob, you know, on those trails and stuff. And he's getting pretty good. As a matter of fact, his deer he picked up on it before I did, so that's good. That's good.
How did he get this year? How's he doing?
Jacob, he was only able to deer hunt with me on, we're going today, but he was not able to hunt the first day of firearm season with me, and last weekend he couldn't go either. But he was able to hunt youth weekend. We hunted whitetails in Cecil County, and then we went to for Sika deer in Dorchester County. And we passed up a couple of does as far as the Sika deer are concerned. But he managed to take a beautiful 11-point buck on private ground in Cecil County on Youth Day the 14th. So, yeah, it's he's done well. He's done well.
That's great.
Yeah, so we're going today. We'll see what happens, and we've got a couple really good bucks on the property and that are still left. So, you know, if they don't get whacked before we get there this morning, we'll sit and stand for the afternoon and evening and see how that goes. So.
Yeah, I just enjoy being out here. Like I said, my freezer's full now. I'm not shooting another doe.
Right.
No mature buck or nothing. I'll just be as happy to get a couple pictures this morning.
Sure, sure. But, well, that's where I'm at. I've taken my antlerless deer. I took a nice 10 point on the first day. And I'm being real selective the rest of the year.
I was the one that called you when I saw that at M&G up there.
Yeah, that's right. You saw my 10 point. That's right.
I did though, because I was going in the woods that morning too. I missed your story on it, but maybe we'll catch up with that another.
Maybe
time.
So. Maybe so. Well, long story short, I sat all morning and saw nothing. And 11 o'clock, this guy and another buck pushed 7 does down past me. There were 9 in that bunch. He stopped at 40 yards. I shot. And he didn't make it another 40. And then another 4 deer came out. 1 came out underneath my stand, and 3 came off the ridge where this guy came from, and they all ran across to one of the other hunters in another stand, and the young boy there shot a spike buck that I didn't even know was in the herd. So
that's amazing to me, because I've sat dark to dark before.
Yep.
Usually, it's only if I'm seeing some activity in the morning. Like, if my morning is just dead, nothing moving,
yep,
I'll usually get down about 10, 10:30.
See that? Where we are, that's what happens. Guys get down 10, 10:30, walking out, they bump deer.
Yeah.
Okay? And when they bump them, they got to go somewhere.
That's for sure.
So, all right, Richard, appreciate the call.
All right, thank you, Alan.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning. Listen, I'm going to be quick. I don't want to run into a break. But listen, I want to thank you and the guys for attending the meeting on behalf of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I'm proud of you guys for showing up. Let them know we're not going away. And I hope everybody else appreciates your efforts that you do. I just want to say a couple words about that show last week.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. You know, once upon a time I gave a word, what was it? Scaredy cat.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I got a new word this
What's
year.
That?
And when I heard last week's show, I could hear these words that were said to me when I was a child, and we didn't do what we were supposed to do and just wouldn't listen.
Yep.
And the expression went like this: why are y'all so hard-headed? When Alan Ellis asked you not to give specific location of the deer, don't be hard-headed. That is the word for this year. When Alan or any of the other leaders out there in your hunting community who has knowledge in their brain worth the way to go, tell you something, don't be hard-headed. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Why, we thank you there, Santa's little helper. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Don't be hard-headed. Well, I will tell you this. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is busy. We are busy. We've been busy since September. We had our meeting in September. Well, we had started on an anti-poaching effort to craft what we call white paper or perspective. And we've got that finalized started in September. As of yesterday, it was finalized. We have vetted it with our directors, our advisors. We have vetted it with wildlife officials. We've vetted it with we'll be vetting it with politicians, lawmakers, and also we've actually crafted a bill. And we can't reveal the details till we have sponsors and the bill has been filed. But once we do, you will know all about it. Same way with this Sunday hunting bill. I'll tell you this on the Sunday hunting meeting. Had we not been at the table, the results for Maryland hunters could have been disastrous. Our advocate inserted language into that draft legislation that protected what we have. And like I said, moving forward, we're working to enhance what can come. So that's all I can tell you right now, because the total language hasn't been approved by everybody. But I will say this. The opponents of Sunday hunting are still opponents of Sunday hunting. Okay? More details on that to come. But as Fran said, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, on Facebook, one of the guys said, and I can't remember who it was, and I'll have to go back and look. He said, I plan on supporting your cause. Well, guess what? It's not the cause of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. This is the cause to preserve hunting for Maryland hunters, all of them. We just happen to be the vehicle that has the access to the General Assembly and to the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus, the pro-hunting and fishing lawmakers. Do you know that we have 188 lawmakers in Maryland? Four or five of them actually hunt. For us to accomplish what we can accomplish here in Maryland for the hunters of Maryland in the urban mindset of Annapolis and in the heart of the animal activist anti-hunting epicenter of that, where the Humane Society of the United States, with a $200 million budget, a $200 million budget, the largest anti-hunting organization in the world, is in our state. Its world headquarters are here. And the other opponents of hunting that we have, for us to be able to do what we do, is a Herculean effort. And it requires money. And unfortunately, we're going to fall short this year. We're going to fall short. So, what does that mean, we're going to fall short? We're not going to have enough money to pay for our advocacy efforts by the end of the year. Several thousand dollars short. But it is what it is. We'll have to figure it out. We'll have to figure out how to do a better job to get the word out to people that the Maryland Hunting Coalition is not our cause. We're not some rah-rah, go-kill-a-big-buck organization. We're down there in the bowels of Annapolis. We're in there doing the meat and potatoes work. We're in there doing the, linemen, the inside tackles and, you know, the center and these guys. We're in there making way for the ball to be driven across the goal line, okay? We not only play defense against things that come up against us, but we play offense too. And that's what we're doing with this anti-poaching bill coming up. That's why we were at the table on the Sunday hunting thing the other day. We are playing offense. So, look, you can help us. I'm not going to beg. I'm just going to point you to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. There's a mechanism there where you can make a contribution if you like. It's a very, very simple PayPal thing that you need. All you need is your credit card. You don't have to have a PayPal account or anything else. If you don't want to do the credit card, let me give you the address if you want to write it down. It's Maryland Hunting Coalition, P.O. Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. Very simple. Very simple. We're not doing this for us. I've got no ego when it comes to that. I don't care if my picture gets taken with the governor. I don't care if my name is mentioned. As a matter of fact, my name is probably mentioned by the opponents more so than by the folks in this world, in this hunting community. So that's fine with me. That's fine with me. I'm not in it for ego, for acclaim, and certainly not for any money, because there's none coming my way. Okay? The budget for the coalition goes to our advocacy efforts, our marketing, purchasing products to try to raise money on and things like that. And those opportunities are there. And you can always call me or email me. Email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll give you as much as I possibly can. But right now, it's time for me to tell you one more time about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, this weekend, is offering Mossberg firearms at incredible prices. Incredible. I can't tell you what they are, but you will be pleased. I might even go get one myself, quite frankly. They've got a number of youth models. They've got the camo models for waterfowl and deer hunting. They've got some girl models. So go check that out at Chesapeake Outdoors. All the Mossberg firearms. Now keep in mind, for Christmas, they've got bows and crossbows. They've got the Matthews and Hoyt bows. They've got the Mission crossbows, the Carbon Express, the 10-point, the Barnett, the Excalibur crossbows. They got Parker bows and crossbows. They got the largest selection of waterfowl calls. They've got the Under Armour and Drake clothing, the Avery and Bigfoot decoys, and even the Bubba Blade knives. Now, there's a great Christmas present. So, all this is at Chesapeake Outdoors. The big Mossberg sale, Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Kent Island, in Chester, Maryland. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll see the big green and beige sign on the road, and then you just make that turn there at 39B and go around the block, and you're right there in the parking lot. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors Mossberg sale. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, coming to Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Coming up February 6th through the 14th. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery and art, 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. Everything. There's a jam-packed schedule, too, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much, much more. Visit the Great American Outdoor Show or greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. No, the greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and tickets. The Maryland Fishing Challenge continues. It's a year-round fishing tournament hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear fresh water of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September, where you could win some great prizes. In 2015, we gave away a Tracker boat and a lot of cash, and we gave away Costa gear, and we gave away tackle from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, and those folks have determined that they're going to be back again this year. So listen, fish are biting everywhere. Stripers, rockfish in the Chesapeake Bay, walleyes, trout, pike, bass, you name it, in the fresh waters. Off the coast, fish are still biting just fine. So go fish. Now's not the time to stay indoors. Official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage.
2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living.
All righty. Well, I mentioned the anti-poaching effort that we've got out there. And poaching is a problem. On the first day of the two-week firearm season, 2 weeks ago, Maryland's most popular deer season, officers issued 30 citations and 39 warnings. First day, statewide, 50,000 deer hunters in the woods, 30 citations, 39 warnings, and seized 3 deer during statewide enforcement efforts. They checked 141 hunters out of 50,000 of us. Congratulations, DNR. An Allegheny County man was issued citations for multiple hunting violations, and the 9-point buck he shot was seized after a citizen reported hearing gunfire near his house on Saturday morning. William Charles Kinzer of Old Town, he's 62 years old, was charged with hunting from a vehicle, possessing a loaded weapon in a vehicle, and shooting from a road. When stopped by officers, Kinzer admitted he was scouting hunting locations on Mertens Avenue in Green Ridge State Forest when he saw the buck. Rolled down the vehicle window and shot it with his muzzleloader. His cousin, who was not wearing orange, jumped from the vehicle and began dragging the deer to the road without first field tagging it. Kinzer said that he knew his permit to hunt from his vehicle because of a handicap came with the conditions that he could not shoot from a road or from a vehicle that was running. Officers donated the deer to a family that had been legally trying to hunt that buck when Kinzer shot it. Kinzer is scheduled to appear in Allegheny District Court January 22nd. If found guilty of all 3 charges, he could be fined as much as $4,500. However, he won't be charged with everything. He might be charged with everything, but he's not going to pay $4,500 because, you see, that's up to the discretion of the court. Not a mandatory fine. Shortly after 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, the first day of deer season. Let's skip that one. On Sunday, officers in Garrett County, that was a hunting accident. Guy almost blew his hand off with a muzzleloader, and yeah, it was not good. At 6:30 in the evening. On Sunday, officers in Garrett County, the first Sunday of the firearm season, Garrett County charged three people, multiple hunting violations occurring after dark in Grantsville. Acting on tips and complaints, officers targeted a field off Durst Road about 8 p.m. Southbound vehicle slowed almost to a stop and used its headlight to sweep the field. After it made a U-turn, officers stopped the vehicle and noticed two rifles on the front passenger seat. The firearms, ammunition, and a spotlight were seized. Travis James Spiker, 27, of Grantsville, charged with hunting from a vehicle, having a loaded weapon in a vehicle, hunting at night, casting rays with an implement, jack lighting. He received a warning for having an open container of alcohol in the vehicle. Surprise. Spiker is scheduled to appear in Garrett District Court April 6th. Convicted of all charges, could be fined a maximum of $6,000. Also Sunday night, same location, officers issued three citations each to Alex Wayne Baker, 22, Jessica Blair Baker, 30, both of Grantsville, for illegal hunting. I'm sure that Jessica was just there to hold the beer. A vehicle was observed on Durst Road with a flashlight beam sweeping the field on either side of the road. When officers searched the vehicle, they found a rifle, flashlight, and ammunition. Each person was charged with hunting from a vehicle, hunting deer at night, casting rays with an implement. The Bakers are due in Garrett District Court March 3rd. If found guilty of all charges, each could be fined as much as $4,500. And one more. There's others, but there's one more. Wednesday. This past Wednesday. When we were having the Sunday hunting meeting, as a matter of fact, an officer westbound on Interstate 68 in Allegheny County stopped the pickup truck after noticing two deer carcasses, 10-point buck and a 6-point buck, without field tags attached to them. That officer has very sharp eyes to see two hunters, two deer carcasses in a pickup truck on Interstate 68 with a speed limit of 65 miles an hour or more and not being tagged. Sharp eyes there, officer. while questioning the two men, both Garrett County residents, the officer learned they'd killed the bucks on private property in Howard County when they were on their way home. Neither man had recorded the kills on their harvest records. They hadn't tagged them either. So anyway, John Joseph Condego, 60, and Ernest Wayne Welch, 51, both of Grantsville, received citations for possessing untagged deer parts and warnings for failing to record their kills. Welch also received a warning for not having his hunting license with him. These two men are scheduled to appear in Allegheny District Court in Cumberland on January 22nd. Found guilty, each man faces a maximum fine of $1,500.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves.
Most of these folks know
the
better.
Hills. Someday the mountain
what
might
is
hit
it
them, but the
that
law
makes a poacher want to take advantage of a deer at nighttime?
Making their way.
I don't get
the
it.
Only way they know how.
But I really despise poachers.
Well,
despite
a little bit more than the law will allow.
They need to be punished. They need to be hit in their pocketbook. It's coming. Trust me on that one. Poachers. Can't take it. Let's talk to Jeff over there in Baltimore about some fishing. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Thank you. Little down.
Way down.
I'm sorry?
Why are you down?
Well, down over the fact that when I was doing some fishing up there in the Gunpowder River up in northern Baltimore County, I came back to my vehicle and found that it had been entered and some things were removed that were special to me.
Ah.
I might have left you an email relative to that, and I wanted to just let people know that that's something to consider.
Yeah.
Hunters and fishermen and whoever and wherever, but sort of a bummer. Got my spirit down a bit, even about just going out, not on a trade per se, but just took a little joy out of it for me.
That'll do. That'll tend to do it. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, like I said, Well, maybe I was fortunate in the sense that I didn't lie. I think I might have forgotten to lock it. They didn't have to break the car to get into it.
Right. Wow.
But like I said, that was up in on the Falls Road section near the gunpowder.
Isn't that awful? These people are out there. They just can't leave well enough alone. It's our society, man. There's something wrong with us. It really is.
Yeah, there's some waves of things. You heard Pikesville, that way made the news this week. There's some waves of activity there in Pikesville, according to the news, and up in the northern Baltimore County area, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I was wondering, I'm not a hunter, but I was wondering, with this type of weather, is it a worse for a deer hunter? What are the challenges?
It's December and it's 70 degrees. Yeah, it just disrupts the ebb and flow of the natural process. I mean, the deer are out there 24/7. They adapt to it, but it tends to, if they don't need to expend energy to get through the cold weather or create body heat, they don't have to feed. They don't have to get up. They don't have to move. And it just, the activity is way down. And, like we had the first day, first weekend, the first couple of days, we had the rain. Guys don't want to go out in that. Of course, the deer feed sometime during those days or nights, but guys just don't want to go out and get wet. But the, low pressure and that type of thing will keep a deer bedded down because they just don't feel the need to get out and do anything like that. So, you want a pressure front coming through. You want high pressure for the deer activity. It's just like fish. You get a low pressure front, the fish stop feeding for the most part. I mean, except right in front of the front. But you get a couple of days of northeast or southeast wind, and the deer just stay in place. Of course, with the rut, those bucks that are tending does, they'll tend to hole up with her for a couple of days, and they don't need to move outside their bedding area. So, warm weather doesn't help. You're exactly right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, have a good one. Enjoy your day today outside.
Thanks, buddy. See you, Jeff.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, coming up next, Eric Flokovich from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He's got a new job. He's going to tell us some exciting stuff from his role in Maryland DNR Fisheries Service. And now it's time for me to say, get out, stay out, stay safe.